Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The UK yesterday rejected plans aimed at reducing the impact of the post-Brexit treaty for Northern Ireland, saying that they would actually make things worse. The British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss has said the UK will not shy away from taking action on the Northern Ireland Protocol after the British Prime Minister indicated the situation was now very serious. Well, speaking to Kay Burley earlier on Sky News, a senior British minister, Michael Gove, said when it comes to the Northern Ireland Protocol, nothing is off the table.
We're going to talk to the EU, but nothing is off the table. One of the things that the Brexit process emphasised...
So you might rip up the deal.
Well, nothing is off the table. Three things from the Brexit negotiation. One, Boris, in the past, has proved himself to be an expert negotiator and has secured what he's needed when he's needed it. Secondly, part of that is being prepared to say, look, if I don't get what I want in this negotiation, I am prepared to walk away and to use alternative methods. And three...
He did a deal. It's
and three,
a deal.
Yeah, he did do a deal in the end. And then three, always make sure that you have some cards you keep close to your chest.
That was Michael Gove speaking on Sky News earlier. And I'm joined now by Shona Murray, Europe correspondent at Euronews. Shona, thank you for being with us this morning. So the British government, from what we're hearing, has certainly upped the ante, hasn't it, in relation to the protocol?
That's right. We got a strongly worded press release from Liz Truss yesterday saying essentially that the UK is willing to disapply parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol unilaterally if it doesn't get what it wants, which is essentially the command paper, which is a total renegotiation of the protocol by the EU and the UK, which is something Brussels is saying completely rejecting out of hand. She says that under the current proposals, you won't be able to get Lincolnshire sausages or ready-made meals from New Zealand, and that's problematic, even though the EU seemed to have already dealt with those issues back in October with the so-called identity goods, which would allow certain goods linked to the identity of Great Britain move freely from GB to Northern Ireland. So Brussels is just waiting to see exactly what will happen here. Maro Sefcovic, the Vice President of the European Commission, is to speak with Liz Truss tomorrow morning. But I think there's just sheer frustration that we're sort of on this well-worn track again with the UK.
Mm-hmm. Frustration, but this is probably not unexpected.
No, that's true, because obviously the talks have been ongoing. Some progress has been made in the area of customs, little or none in the area of SBS. And we've had briefings from the UK government for the past few weeks. So this had been expected. But at the same time, there's a feeling that it's unnecessary because, of course, there could have been an ability to sit down and actually work these things out. Nobody believes the issues are actually insurmountable.
But how long is this going to take? Because we see how this is playing out in Northern Ireland with Geoffrey Donaldson from the DUP saying that his party won't return to Stormont until this is resolved. Are we looking now, and is the prediction where you are, that this is going to be a long summer of negotiations?
Yeah, I think that's possibly it. I think there's a feeling that the UK is using the paralysis in Northern Ireland in a bid to push the EU to move further. And I think there's also a feeling that the sort of quote yesterday, a British person, the madman approach of David Frost has worked for the UK so far because the EU has moved quite strongly, much more, I suppose, than the EU in relation to the protocol, and that the sort of a nicely approach that Liz Truss was initially taking hasn't worked. So I think this is part of the sort of calculation by the UK. And also, you know, this frustration because we have an actual violent armed conflict taking place in Europe and member states are obviously much more concerned with that. So there's a sort of a hope from the UK side, perhaps, that the EU will be much more willing to just move to get the situation off the table. However, I think that calculation might be wrong because member states in the EU, even though they're prioritising Ukraine, they also ultimately want to protect the EU's single market, which is, of course, core to the EU.
Do you have any sense, Shona, as to what the EU would do if Britain went ahead and they unilaterally decided to override the protocol?
This is really interesting because it's very hard to know. We did speak about this back in January when the same issue was being under threat. And there would be a suspension of the trade and cooperation agreement from the EU. Nobody wants a trade war in the middle of an actual war. But at the same time, like I said there, the priority is to protect the single market. And nobody wants the UK to get away with this sort of threat and also threatens peace in Northern Ireland. So we'd have to it's a wait and see approach. The EU wants to see what this legislation would look like. It's likely to come towards the end of the week or early next week. It'll also take about 6 months to a year to get passed. In the meantime, you would have likely negotiations. But, Yeah, I mean, I think the hope would be that the EU would take a legal approach and protect the single market and wouldn't let the UK get away with this.
Shona, thank you. As always, Shona Murray, Europe correspondent with Euronews. Coming up next, the search for a lottery winner in Kilkenny. We'll speak to the shop owner who sold the big winning ticket. That's after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.